Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry. Lori Walsh is out today. It was a deluge in parts of eastern South Dakota this morning, and it'll be a hot one this weekend. Todd Heitkamp is the meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls, and he joins us now to talk what happened this morning and what we can expect in the coming days. Todd Heitkamp, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for taking the time.
Well, thanks, Jackie. Thanks for having me on the show again. I appreciate it.
So parts of eastern South Dakota saw some flash flood warnings this morning. Do we have any totals for the rain some parts of the area received?
Well, yeah, we're still gathering a lot of those reports. But as you mentioned, we did have some flash flood warnings that included the city of Sioux Falls and areas to the east and south of Sioux Falls. But the rainfall amounts at the airport, about an inch and a half at the airport in Sioux Falls. Southern parts of town picked up 2.5 to 3 inches. Areas of northwest Iowa, the highest we've heard right now is between 4 and 4.5 inches of rain. So once the rain started, it didn't stop for quite a while, and it came down in buckets in many locations.
And of course, these are parts of the area that don't necessarily need any more rain.
Well, that's true. But, you know, in all honesty, there was a lot of people that were, saying that they could use the rain. Now, they couldn't, aren't saying that they could use 4.5 inches of rain, obviously. But, there were some areas that we were starting to see dust being kicked up in the fields and the whole thing, and gravel roads. And that's just hard to believe after having such a spring that we had that was so wet as it was.
Oh, man. Do we have an idea of about how quickly that rain fell when it all really started?
Well, in some areas, I mean, it's hard to really give an idea for the general public where they can understand it. But you were talking about rainfall rates in some areas of, 3 to 4 inches of rain an hour. And that's just, almost unheard of in some locations. But, the past couple of rainfalls that we've had storms like that. And, thankfully, the rain has moved off to the east now and is still impacting areas of southwest Minnesota, northwest Iowa. But now after the rain comes, now comes the heat.
Mm-hmm. And what can you tell us about that heat? How hot is it supposed to get this weekend?
Well, in typical fashion of around here in the tri-state area, we went right from winter to summer, right? it wasn't too long ago we were wearing sweatshirts as of last week. Mm-hmm. But now this weekend, beginning later on today, tomorrow, especially into Friday and Saturday, Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at high temperatures in many areas in the low to mid, even upper 90s, but then heat indices being over 100 degrees to up to 110. So we're going to be dealing with probably some heat advisories and heat warnings. And since we're not used to that heat, our bodies haven't really acclimated to that. There are steps that we need to take and people need to take to make sure that they're safe from that heat.
Right. What are some of those steps that folks can make sure they take if they're out and about this weekend?
Well, the main thing is staying hydrated. When you're outside, mowing the lawn or doing yard work or taking your kids to the pool, people need to make sure that they drink plenty of water, non-alcoholic beverages. So make sure you tell Chris to stay away from the beer this weekend, okay? But the main thing is we need to make sure that, again, people are staying hydrated and take frequent breaks. Find shade as much as you possibly can. But it's going to take a while for our bodies to acclimate to this extreme heat that we're going to see this weekend.
Good luck getting back on the show again. I'm seeing the scowls from the producers next right now from Chris Loffery. Well, as far as heat goes, like you said, we didn't really have much of that transitional season in spring this year. How does this compare to maybe averages that we typically see for this time of year as far as temperatures?
Well, temperatures so far have been below normal for the spring. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we had anytime you deal with temperatures in the 50s and 60s for highs in the month of June, how much below normal that is. But, I hate to say it, but the past couple of years, we really haven't had much of a spring and had much of a transition from, the cooler weather to the warm, hot weather. And this is another summer that people are probably going to remember because of all the flooding and the rain, but also the cooler weather that we had during the months of May and June.
Mm-hmm. I know it happens to be Lightning Safety Awareness Week. National Weather Service has been pushing out a lot of safety tips. Do you want to run through some of those again for us? Because as much as the rain really made the news this morning, I couldn't help but notice as I was driving into work, quite the light show.
Yeah, wasn't it, though? I mean, it was really vivid lightning. And, that's the one thing that got me interested in being a meteorologist, and that's the one thing that still continues to fascinate me. And that's the one thing also that we, the National Weather Service, do not provide any warnings for, because we can't predict where lightning is going to occur. We can just make people aware that there's a lightning threat. And there's things that we can do to prevent us from being impacted by lightning, such as if you hear thunder, you're close enough to the storm to be struck by lightning. And so whatever you're doing outside, you should stop it and resume that activity 30 minutes after the last sound of thunder. Those are some of the things. The other one is, try to avoid taking a bath or a shower during a thunderstorm. And how many people got up this morning to jump in the shower and not even really thought about it? But again, the plumbing allows another access for that lightning charge, or that electrical charge, to get into your home at that point in time. So those are a few steps that you can take to protect yourself and your family from lightning.
And I also happen to notice this is, we'll see how relevant this information remains for the time being, but of course, earlier this year with the major flooding and rainfalls, we saw the Big Sioux River really over flood stages for most of the year. About last week was the first time in close to 100 days that the Big Sioux River fell beneath flood stage. Tell us a little bit about, it's probably safe to say that's reasonably uncommon.
Well, it is. I mean, it has happened before, but anytime you're dealing with a stretch of a river being, above flood stage for that length of time, that's going to draw a lot of attention, to say the least. And that's also, you got to remember, is that that's impacting a large number of people up and down the river at the same time. So, it just showed you the indication that kind of gave us an overall view of how much snow actually melted, but then also on top of that, how much rain actually fell on top of that snow melt to begin with, but then continued throughout the spring to allow that Big Sioux River and also other areas like Lake Ponset stayed above flood stage in that area for how many days because of the amount of water that was falling from the sky at that point in time.
Right. Do we have ideas about any long-term flooding concerns after this morning, or other rain in the forecast coming up in the next few days?
Well, the good thing is there's not much rain in the forecast coming up. As I mentioned, with the heat building in, what the heat does is it really starts to minimize our potential for thunderstorm activity. And if it does occur, it's going to occur after sunset, well after sunset during the overnight hours. But the river levels are low enough now that the rain that fell this morning will cause some rivers to come back up close to flood stage in some locations. But the Big Sioux will stay below flood stage in many locations. I'm talking about the smaller tributaries of the Big Sioux that may rise up short-term-wise but then fall back by this weekend.
Right. So we've talked flooding, we've talked heat, we've talked lightning safety. What else do people need to be aware of as far as the weather is concerned as we're entering into more of a trickier storm season?
Well, just remember that, honestly, winter isn't that far away. Days are getting shorter now after the first day of summer, right?
You're killing me.
So you can start preparing that winter survival kit, I think the main thing is that a lot of people need to remember that even though we never issued any severe thunderstorm warnings or tornado warnings today, there's still a need that we need to prepare ourselves for the next round of severe weather across the area, whenever that may be. And whether or not it's tornadoes or severe thunderstorms, we need to take those warnings seriously, and we need to act upon it and move our families and ourselves to that place of safety.
Right. I first know you from taking part in some of your severe weather awareness, severe spotter severe weather spotter training around the state. Is it too late in the year to take part in any of those workshops?
It really is. All our activities when it comes to training people to be weather spotters or to, learn a few things about weather and for the weather enthusiasts, we usually do those during the months of April, May, and early June. And so those classes are done with for the year, and we'll have to look towards next year to get more people out to them.
All right. If you had to give just a quick summary, any key things that you want people to know if they're out and about and as far as keeping an eye out for severe weather?
Well, I think the main thing is staying informed, making sure that you have access to weather information, whether or not it's on your cell phone, your computer, or also listening to the radio, like South Dakota Public Radio, or watching TV, but stay abreast of the weather conditions throughout the entire summer. But also, I think, again, an indication of today, what really upsets us the most a lot of times is the things that happen that aren't necessary. In other words, we had a number of people that were driving through flooded roadways this morning here in Sioux Falls and becoming stranded. And now, then all of a sudden, they're the ones asking for help.
Yeah, no need for situations like that.
No, you're exactly right. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. My guest has been a meteorologist in charge with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls, Todd Heitkamp. Todd, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Not a problem, Jackie. Take care now.